Welcome to the August edition of Ranger Rick Jr., published by the National Wildlife Federation. I am Chris Radio volunteer Linda Lydon. The front cover of this month's magazine features a fish called a Tom Pot Blenny. That's wild. An albatross can soar for days without flapping its wings. A group of monkeys is called a troop. A chameleon's tongue can be longer than its body. Only female bees can sting. A sunflower sea star can grow as many as 24 arms. And an elephant doesn't have any bones in its trunk. Cougars. 10 fun facts about a cat that goes by many names. Fact 1, cougars are also called panthers, mountain lions, and pumas. Fact 2, cougars are shy and live alone. They can be found in forests, mountains, deserts, and swamps. Fact 3, cougars have strong muscular bodies built for hunting. Fact 4, cougars can move almost silently on their large padded paws. Fact 5, cougars have extra long hind legs. They can leap across a space that's longer than a school bus. Fact 6, cougars can climb trees. They use their sharp claws to get a good grip. Fact 7, a baby cougar is called a cub. Fact 8, a cub is born with spots, but they fade after a few months. Fact 9, a cougar mom takes care of her cub for about 2 years. And fact 10, the cubs play to practice skills they will need to hunt. Ricky and pals in beach treasures. Ricky Raccoon, Busy Beaver, Flora Skunk, and Sammy Skunk were visiting the beach, but they were there to do more than lay in the sun. They were going on a scavenger hunt. Their friend, Mrs. Cardinal, had given them a list of things to look for. "Okay," said Ricky, "the first thing is to find is a left-handed shell." "What does that mean?" asked Busy. "Oh, I know," said Flora. "A left-handed shell has the opening on the left when you hold it up to look at it. Most spiral shells are right-handed, so this will be a little trickier to find." The friends began looking around. "Here's a piece of seaweed," Ricky said, pointing. "That's on the list." They found some other things on the list, too. A piece of driftwood, a chunk of coral, and a group of birds called sandpipers. And though they really wanted to find a left-handed shell, they kept coming across right-handed ones. Then Sammy saw something that caught his eye. "Oh," he said, snatching up a shell. He held it up for the others to see. Sure enough, the opening of the shell was on the left. "Yay, Sammy," the others cheered. Flora patted him on the back. Then Busy spotted something else, something that wasn't on the list. He pointed down the beach. "Look," he said, "there's a volleyball net down there." "And no one is around it," said Ricky, squinting to see. "And," said Sammy, "I see a ball. Let's go." The friends ran excitedly down the beach to the net. Ricky picked up the ball. "Let's play," he said. Busy was standing under the net looking up. "This net is really tall," he said. "I don't know if we can get the ball over it." "I have an idea," said Flora. "We can play two against two on each other's shoulders. Then we'll be twice as tall." They all thought that was a great idea. So Ricky climbed on top of Busy's shoulders and Sammy onto Flora's. "Here goes," said Ricky. He hit the ball hard and it flew over the net. "Go, Flora," said Sammy excitedly. "Giddy up." "I'm not a horse," Flora said with a giggle as she dashed towards the ball. She got to it just in time for Sammy to hit it back over the net. Now it was Busy's turn to run, but he couldn't get to the ball in time. It landed with a thud in the sand. "Our point, woohoo!" shouted Sammy. Flora reached up and they high-fived each other. "Don't worry," said Ricky. "Don't worry, Ricky," said Busy. "We'll get the next point." Now Sammy hit the ball over the net and Busy ran, panting towards it. But as Ricky leaned way over to hit it, Busy lost his balance and the two of them tumbled to the ground. "Oof," said Busy. He sat up, then noticed something partially buried in the sand. "What is this?" he asked, picking up a strange thing. "I know what it is," said Ricky, "and it was on the list of things we were looking for." Sammy ran to pick up the list. "Is it a mermaid's purse?" he asked. "Yes, it is," said Ricky. Busy looked out at the ocean waves. "Oh, no," he said. "Some poor mermaid lost her purse." "No, Busy," said Ricky with a giggle. "I saw a picture of one of these. It's an egg case. It used to have a baby shark in it. The shark hatched and the case washed ashore." "That's really cool," said Flora. "Yeah," said Sammy. "And you know what? If that really had been a mermaid's purse, I know what she would keep in it." "What?" asked the others. "Sand dollars," said Sammy. Far out fish. Think you know fish? Think again. Meet 9 fish that are unlike any others in the sea. A male jawfish carries his mate's eggs in his mouth. He keeps the eggs safe until they are ready to hatch. Rather than swim, the tiny handfish walks on the seafloor on its hand like fins. When a porcupine fish gets scared, it swallows water to inflate itself like a balloon. That makes the sharp spines on its skin stick straight out. A lionfish has a long fan-like fins. Within these fins are sharp spines that can cause a painful sting. Mud skippers can climb trees. A mud skipper can breathe both in and out of the water. It pulls itself across the mud on its fins. A flying fish has big wing-shaped fins. When it leaps out of the water and spreads its wings, it can glide in the air for about 10 seconds. When a parent fish gets tired, it makes a bubble to sleep in. The bubble keeps pests away. A boxfish has a box-shaped body. This slow swimmer will eat anything that can fit in its tiny mouth. A long, flat crocodile fish hides in the sand on the ocean floor. It will gobble up any fish that swims too close. Creature feature. Markhoor. This wild goat has curly horns and a long, shaggy beard. It lives in the mountains of Asia. Its horns can be as long as a park bench. It is also known as the screwed horn goat. We live in a meadow. Caterpillar nibbles on a leaf. Hummingbird sips nectar from a flower. Rabbit hops across the meadow. I live in the meadow too. Guess who I am? I weigh as much as 2 pennies. I use my tail as an extra hand. I'm good at climbing. I'm a tiny mouse. I use my feet and tail to hold on as I climb over wildflowers. This has been the August edition of Ranger Rick Jr., published by the National Wildlife Federation. I'm Chris Radio volunteer Linda Lydon.